Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson appointed for this celebration of the festival of the Reformation, which you heard a moment ago, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Dear Christian friends, how many times over these past 4 years, or 3 years, or 2 years, or over the past few months, have you driven past the statue? Better yet, how many times have you walked slowly past the Luther statue? Have you paused, lingered, thought for a moment what it means that that great bronze figure of the Reformer, Bible open and pressed to his heart, towers over you, towers over everything we do at the seminary? Think about it now. That statue stands as a reminder that all who prepare for the ministry of our precious Lutheran Church, and all who teach men preparing for the ministry of our church, are sons of Luther, descendants of the Reformation. Very soon, 8 of you sons of Luther will drive past that statue for the last time before beginning duties as vicars and pastors. TIs complete, certified to the church, you're free to go and spread the Reformation to Iowa East or Minnesota South or to be determined. And it's not really that easy, is it? You're not quite that free. Standing under the statue, you might even think of some very serious entanglements, even enslavements. Nevertheless, in our text this morning, our Lord reassures you sons of Luther are free indeed, for the Son has made you free. Now, of course, you know, we all know, that simply being a son of Luther doesn't set anybody free. Our text, John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" The very idea. We are sons of Abraham. We have the Torah, the temple. The temptation is just too obvious, isn't it? We are sons of Luther. We are descendants of the Reformation. We have the Augsburg Confession. We have the whole Book of Concord. We have the pure doctrine. Our worship is worship. The MDiv is fully accredited. The preparation, the training is the best. Jesus still answers us, verse 34. Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. By nature, I'm not free. I'm a slave to sin. And I'm going to drive out of here to be a pastor? How in the world? As I stand under that statue, maybe I see Luther the way Luther once saw Christ, as a towering standard that I could never meet, as someone who, by comparison to my sin, can only condemn me. Simply being a son of Luther doesn't make us free. In fact, in another way, being a son of Luther might almost seem to enslave. You notice in our text, Jesus does not speak in an accusatory way. He speaks very sympathetically. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus speaks to people who would be his disciples, whom he wants to be his disciples. Now, he knew how tough that was going to be. He knew the kind of challenges that these hearers would face in seeking to remain faithful. The tasks you guys face are not just challenging, they're almost overwhelming. And consider the stakes. Stand under the statue, you sons of Luther. Pause. Consider. You have a reformation to uphold. And remember, there was a John, and a Polycarp, and an Irenaeus. There was Ambrose and Augustine. But there was also Gregory and Leo and Pius. There was Luther and Melanchthon and the Augustana. But there was also the Variata and Philippism and the Leipzig Interim. There was Walther and Pieper and Engelder. There is Scare and Marquardt. But now, there's you. And when I apply that to myself, when I cast myself in that role, that's pretty scary. You're not free. As sons of Luther, you will be bound by oath to that pure doctrine of the scriptures and confessions as you wish to be. But to discern, to apply those doctrines to each day's new context, new issues. Wow, that's a responsibility. How can that not almost paralyze? Maybe even enslave? Fear not. A slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. A son of Luther has been set free by the Son. A true son of Luther, like a true descendant of Abraham, is one who shares the faith of Luther, who believes what Luther believed and taught us to sing. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, but God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation. He spoke to his beloved Son, "'Tis time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to man salvation. From sin and sorrow, set him free. Slay bitter death for him, that he may live with thee forever." There's no denying our slavery to sin, but there is release in the cross and blown out tomb of Jesus. There is no shirking those tough calls as pastors. But by Christ's word, we will know the truth. There's no desire to be free of Luther's legacy, but instead, the magnificent assurance that Luther's legacy of faith in the Son sets free not only us, but also those to whom we proclaim it. If Luther's legacy means anything to us, it means that we have been set free from the striving to a standard that we could never reach, either for our salvation or for us in our service to God's kingdom. And that magnificent message of the Reformation sets us free to proclaim Luther's legacy, the legacy of faith in the Son. At least once more before you go, walk past the statue. Stop. Look up. And never forget what you see. Then, go joyfully to your work, because the Son has set you free. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.